This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, I discussed my life's verse, 1 Corinthians 9:19. Though I am free and belong to no man, I make myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible. I shared honestly that this has been a challenge for me, but I pray it describes my life more and more each day. I do want to be used to win and encourage as many as possible to experience Christ as Savior and Lord. Another verse that restates my life's commitment is Galatians 5:13. You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. Christ came to free us from the bondage of self and sin. That is a powerful truth we should never forget. But we must always remember how easy it is for us to become self-focused and self-serving. The self-gratifying cry of the world is deafening. The psalmist encourages us in Psalm 1:1-2, "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night." Resist the downward drag. Resist walking in the world's counsel. Resist standing in the way of sinners. Resist sitting with mockers. Rather, meditate on God's word with regularity. Let its light shine on your way. Seek counsel from those who are walking in the truth. Stand at their side. Sit with them. Look for ways to lovingly serve others. Join with others in reaching out to the world with the good news. That's the great adventure of the Christian life. I trust you're on that adventure, and I'd like to hear from you. Lud Goltz at AOL.com.